court of owls that watches all the time, ruling Gotham from a shadowed perch behind granite and lime. They watch you at your hearth, they watch you in your bed. Speak not a whispered word of them, or they'll send the talon for your head. Welcome to another episode of the Arkham Case Files, where the inmates run the asylum. My name's Darren.
I'm Ian.
I'm Chris.
And today we've got a bit of a marathon episode for you, because we've had an absolute ton of new releases come out. And if not new releases, then some updates to some existing cards. So as well as this month's releases, we're going to be looking at the key changes to the Court of Owl with their new releases and the updates to their existing cards and boxes. So what do you guys think overall of what we've seen this month?
It's awesome.
Night's been busy. It's a lot.
It's a lot of stuff come out, and then some really big changes, I think, that will affect the Court of Owls. And we've got an update as well, which we'll talk about when we move on to the court as well, in relation to their deck. So without further ado, I think we just need to crack on and start talking about some of these new releases. So to start off with, we've got the man himself, new Batman and Robin. So Jason, you're going to talk us through the classic Adam West and Burt Ward.
Yeah, so the true dynamic duo right here. So Adam West, he seems really great for 75 rip. The defense for might seem a little low, but like the man has everything else you need, from Shark Repellent Spray to the classic Batclaw. I don't know why he'd ever do a Shark Repellent, which is just expansive and enervating one. He has the basic kind of weak Batman stat line. Only key notes, though, he's willpower 6, endurance 7. So stun damage will take him down. Battlings, that's same as always. His traits, if you're familiar with the old one, he has Arrest, Batclaw, Detective, Teamwork 2, Robin, Burnt Ward, of course. He's a veteran, reinforced gloves, millionaire. So for those who don't remember, that's 400 extra funding. And Kapow, which is plus 1 attack dice rolls and blunt 3. So extra stun with his reinforced gloves. He's pretty great for 75. I don't know what else to say about him. But Burnt War, this is the interesting model. We already know his stat line is slightly going to be different. He's not willpower 7, endurance 7.
I think he's dropping to a 4-4, or like a 4-5. Yeah,
that would seem reasonable, because he's only 38 rep, 100 funding. He's a sidekick. Battlings, attack 4, defense 4, movement 10. He's not an acrobat, like most other Robins, but he does have Batclaw, Boy Wonder, which that's what Bat Family gets. You cannot reroll attack dice with Handy against him. He's a detective. He's one of the boys, so he gets Inspire. He has a radio, which you're probably playing him with Adam West, so I don't know how much you're going to need the radio, but it's nice, especially if, as of now, you can take him without Adam West. So if you play Gordon, you just send Robin across the table. He has It's Mine, which is that Echo's ability? Yeah. So enemy models cannot reveal your suspects while the marker is within 2 inches of this model. I don't know how important that is for the Batman deck to work, but it can counter some other crews. It's a benefit. And then he obviously has Teamwork 2, Adam West. Key notice, he does not have reinforced gloves or acrobat.
So I feel Teamwork 2 is, you have to bring him with Adam West. I don't see Adam West coming and you not taking Burt Ward.
Correct. I could kind of see you taking Burnt Ward without Adam West for 38 rep, but it depends on his new stat line.
Let's just say he's a 4 will, 4 endurance. Are you still bringing him?
I don't know. I'm probably going to take him in teams. Could see him there. He's defense for Boy Wonder. And one of the boys is kind of his big thing. If he's a 5-5, I think I'll take him. I don't know if I'm not going to take him all the time, but I could see myself if he's.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And maybe this has been answered. So if he's chosen as to be the leader and thus the boss.
He can inspire himself.
Okay. I wanted to be sure of that.
It's the same as if you choose a henchman to be your boss.
Okay.
Yep. And this he will see with Bird. That's usually Bird's thing.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially if, like, he's in teams and now he's inspiring himself.
In teams, it's different. Because it's...
if Teen Titans. I mean, that's the only one I can even see you taking him in.
Teams, the boss always is who can inspire. I'm not sure if he would apply. I think he does, but it's every other model. So there's a slight different wording. I don't know if that would change anything here.
But this model with radio, this model is always treated as though it's within the inspire range.
But I'm not sure if boss always just says you can inspire any other model. I do know it says other. I'm not sure if henchman rank is always going to trump it or not.
It's the Teen Titans team rules.
Yeah.
Is their inspire is worded just ever so slightly different than the standard inspire, and that's why the question keeps coming up. If it was worded the same, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And that's why it kind of breaks it, and it just makes people question it. And it's one of those, like, realistically, at the end of the day, treat it as intended until these rules can kind of get cleaned up. And it sounds like teams may not be on their greatest priority list right now.
No.
But maybe once we get all the decks, they go back and clean up teams and Titans become fun to play against again.
Yeah, like that is the key word. Like we just finished up, the final game for the league is about to happen. And people ran teams, they're not necessarily performing any better. But I think a lot of us would agree they're not necessarily fun to play against, even if they don't always curb stomp you. At least with teams. Yeah. Teams
I can see Titans being the big problem, just with the amount of free rep. Particularly, you know, if you've got a 38-point model, we're talking like getting up to like, 7 activations and probably getting rid of all of your negative tokens.
Yeah.
You know, for the inexperience points. So I think there's just too much there for them. I don't know if the other teams are as big an issue. Certainly Team Arrow is not. But, I mean, I think Bat Family and Suicide Squad are still playable. I just think Teen Titans are the problem at the moment.
Yeah, they're the big problem. And then on the bottom end of the spectrum, you got Doom Patrol and Watchmen. Watchmen's good. The deck doesn't really work well with them. In Doom Patrol, I haven't tested out or seen them in play, but they don't look like they translated as well to third.
Well, Crazy Jane didn't at all.
Yeah.
No, I've not seen them on the table anywhere. Now,
my problem with them and then with all the rest of the teams is just like it's just using the Batman deck. Except for a Suicide Squad that can bring in a whole bunch of different decks and even Teen Titans. It's kind of hard to play it whenever you're just having the Batman deck. Mm-hmm. But this isn't a podcast about teams.
No.
Yeah. So I remember going back to first edition and into second edition where the Adam West Batman was actually seen, although he was a joke model, he was a solid choice because of his points in the millionaire rule. And the fact that they've sort of just given him those little extra tweaks. And he's pretty much statted and pointed as he was because he's 75 rep. And, you know, we didn't mention, but it's only 38 and 100 funding. So it's not a huge amount to pull both in, 113 points?
Yeah.
Compared to what you're getting with other Batman, that extra funding. And even the fact he gets the teamwork too. So, you know, he's up to 6 dice when he's attacking in his activation. He does have reinforced gloves.
So, and he has a rest.
The arrest is a big one as well because the DKR Batman, you know, really benefited from that as well when you're doing that amount of stun damage. So, I think he's super solid. I have to wait. I'm reserving judgment on Burt Ward until I see what his stats actually are. I mean, when I saw 7-7, I just cried and died a little bit inside, but we knew it was a mistake quite early on.
So my biggest concern with Adam West is he has the 3 special actions. So arrest, Batclaw, and Kapow.
Yeah.
If you're trying to arrest the model, you're probably going to use Kapow to knock them out first. And then he won't be able to arrest can he get the free arrest from Gordon, or is that only henchmen?
I believe anybody can get it.
Oh, because yeah, because Gordon can give it to himself. So yeah. Partnering Adam West with Gordon, I think, would be another really good combo there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Also, you can always just have another plan for the arrest. Maybe you're going to score a different card for knocking out the model, like a Batman's card. Use Kapow, hope you get that crit, and then some random cop just cleans up the job.
The other thing he doesn't have either is he doesn't have a bat cape. So, you know, if you are running around on top of buildings and he's no stealth or anything like that either. So, you know, there are drawbacks to him, but I still think for his points, he's really, really viable.
Oh, fantastic for 75. I'm taking him. I'm playing him a couple times for sure.
This model is way better than the old one, too.
Oh, definitely.
I like the detail.
I don't get what the heck he's standing on, though.
Oh, man, it's a broken POW. You gotta love it.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, it's
a kapow.
Yeah, a big kapow sign that he's standing on.
Gotcha. I looked at it, and I'm like, what is he standing on? It's some, like, metal painted gear. A broken... Okay, I like that now.
It's actually one of the coolest bases they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may try to find a way to, like, put it on a little stick and stand it up instead of him standing on it.
Can always do that, like just try 3D printing a little kapow or something.
Oh, you should put it on his hand so he's like punching up and that's the break in it, so it's above the model.
I think I'm going to put it on a clear flight stand and put it slightly just behind his head, arced above him. I think that's a really good
idea.
That'd
be cool.
So,
okay. I think that covers the first two, and then we move on to another one of the henchmen releases that we've been seeing a lot of. In Polka Dot Man.
Yeah. Polka Dot Man. That was a surprise. This is probably one of the coolest looking bases and like effects they've ever done. those dots coming out of him. Really cool model. I don't like the face, but you come to us to read the rules. he's a henchman. Unknown affiliate, Rivalry Batman, like all the other ones. He's 44 reps, so a little bit more than... I think that's just cheaper of Mothman?
No, it's the same. Same funding.
Is it the same?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's 6 willpower, 5 endurance, 2 attack. You're never going to use it. 3 defense, 5 up strength, 10 movement, 3 special, like everybody else. So he has throwing discs, which are 1 blood... 4 rate of fire, 2 ammo with short range, mechanical, sharp, and throwing. So he's always going to be throwing 5 dice with those.
Love it.
Yeah, that's fun. And sharp just makes it so you're going to maybe hit that 5 plus.
It's mechanical.
Actually, it's mechanical, so 3 plus, excuse me.
Yeah.
I missed that. So in... Reroll to get the critical if you want it. Let's see. He has power armor, obstinate, dot suit, and auto repair.
And he's a criminal.
I read those backwards.
Yes,
and he's a criminal. So we'll start off with auto repair. That one is at the beginning of the recount phase. This model rolls 1d6. On a 3+, remove a damage marker, any type, from this model. Kind of cool. Kind of cool little free ability.
Yeah, it's
regenerate. Keep him alive a little bit longer.
Regenerate with a condition before it. Regenerative.
It's not bad. And then dot suit. This model can move in any direction, including vertically, over obstacles and difficult ground without extra cost or penalty. In addition, when a friendly model within 8 inches in line of sight becomes a target of an attack, this model may perform efforts to remove dice from the attack. This model cannot buy any equipment.
New best bodyguard.
Yeah. yeah.
Because now there's right. Nothing stopping dot suit to effort some down, and then the initial target of the attack to also effort it down, correct?
Correct.
So Batman can go up and take a 6 effort against them.
Yeah. Perfect. You can minus his
and he's
6. It's awesome.
I mean... He's only 6 willpower. I mean, yeah, he's going to be healing 1 willpower every turn automatically, and then possibly a second with auto repair.
But Obstinate kicks in, and that's where it makes things a lot easier for him.
It's true.
So I want to kick in, though, with Obstinate. A lot of us always thought it's like if you have will, your limit's 3. If for some reason you had less than 3, like you will power twice, and it's like, I can't do the third, you'd get the third. I believe this is actually just get the second one for free.
Well, so it's, say if your standard limit is 3, you pay for the first one, you pay for the second one, you pay for the third one, and then you don't have to, like, you don't take the damage from the third one. So that third one is free.
Okay.
And then if you have 3 blood, then the second one is free because you still have a cap of 2. So okay, I definitely played it wrong the first few times when I was looking at it.
I think so, because you and I were told, Sergio mentioned it, and we were like, what the heck?
That's important.
How it makes sense.
Yeah, it's worded weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense at first, because I thought it was you effort it up to 3, you would get a fourth one for free. Mm-hmm. But then if you read the book, the rule book states you can never go above 3, no matter what. So yeah, it just makes it right to where that third one you don't have to take the damage for.
I mean 44 points for, he's going to throw some extra damage, and then he's going to protect your boss. I'm waiting for him to come to Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. I'm
I could see you not even giving this guy an Anacity as long as he's in a good spot. You don't need to attack.
Yeah. No, he's perfectly fine just sitting there and taking away dice. Because he's even hard to get a hold of because of power armor. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to throw devil's advocate in here. We're seeing a lot of these sort of what we call, like, I don't know, C-lister villains coming through as henchmen in the non-Batman crews. And we've had lots now, because we've got Kite Man, Killer Moth, Gentleman Ghost, Clock King, Condiment King, and now Polka Dot Man. They're all costed and pointed around the same sort of level. Are they too good for what you get out of them? Because we're talking about a lot of positives on him.
There are some negatives. I mean, he is only willpower 6. That is a negative. He's also defense 3. For 44 rep, like, you could buy affiliated henchmen, which probably synergize more with your deck. And not every crew needs this guy. I know you guys were saying he's a better bodyguard, but I think in some situations I would rather just have the normal bodyguard. Thug 6. Best model.
So where do you actually see this guy coming in? Which crews do you see this guy playing in then?
I think he's going to play really well into crews. Not a henchman ball. Probably, like, you already have beefy henchmen that are hard to kill. So, like, let's say, I don't know, Batman's going to attack the Lex Core Soup. I know they don't have a deck yet, but that's a good example. Heavy Trooper, if you got rid of a few extra dice, he's fine on his own. I can see Bodyguard is like, you're not fine on your own. You're going to get one and done. Just throw it off the Bodyguard. He's not going to play well with people who have Protect Me. He's not going to play well with Intel support. Unless you're an expensive free agent. In this case, Bodyguard wouldn't apply. So I've thought about him with, like, list with Captain Cold. Because I like Captain Cold. So this guy can keep Captain Cold around. Or Scarecrow, or, you know, someone who doesn't get that benefit.
He's going to be really good in Suicide Squad when they finally get around to updating that list.
So, I agree with that.
Yeah, the big thing
anything...
is...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's any friendly model within 8 in line of sight versus mm-hmm. Bodyguard that specifically, you know, it's held to a rank.
That's what I was going to say. Anybody who's using a free agent that is your main centerpiece, you're going to want to use. I mean, even Deathstroke. I mean, Deathstroke can still get whittled down by everybody. And if you have this guy running behind him, kind of supporting him, I think it would be. Because, I mean, Deathstroke is going to outrun your bodyguard. This guy can at least stay within 18 inches of him.
Eight inches.
Well, 18. He can move and then be within eight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you put him next to Hush or, like you said, Deathstroke or any of those big guys that are just constantly harassing somebody, and they have to deal with him who's got power armor. So he's already harder to take down because of the power armor. And then the dot suit just, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I'm looking at it more as though him and Deathstroke's almost 200 rep right there. I feel like with Deathstroke, I usually want as many models as I can fit just so I can keep playing cards. And I'm like, with Polkadot Man, I'm like, do I really want someone that's just going to sit there and make sure I have Deathstroke? The Deathstroke is hard to kill. If I'm up against Deathstroke, I don't even know if I want to kill Deathstroke. I just want to kill his crew.
Oh, well, maybe Deathstroke's a bad example. But any of the free agents that are that 80 to 120?
70, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to fit well.
You mean like the next person?
Like the next person.
Mm-hmm. Take it away, Darren.
So talking about the next person, this is the one that I was most excited to see and the one that was a big surprise because he hadn't come up on the preview, and that is Anatoly Konyutsev, the KG Beast. 95 rep, 500 funding, affiliate unknown, free agent, rather with Batman. 7 willpower, 9 endurance, attack and defense 5, which I have to admit surprised me on the defense side. Strength 3, move 10, and he's got two ranged weapons. And when we go into his rules, you get to choose one of these at the start of the game. So he has a machine gun, which is Bloodstun, rate of fire 5, 2 ammunition, medium range firearm, and red dot. Or he's got a cybernetic gun, which is double blood, 2 rate of fire, 2 ammunition, medium range beast beam, and devastating. It is a beast of a gun. In terms of his rules, he's got Assassin 2, a configurable weapon, which is his new one. So can only use one of his weapons, choose it during your first raise to plan. And he can perform an effort and spend a special action to change to the other gun during the game. He's got good aim, so for moving fire and plus one on the attack rolls. Martial artist, master fighter, for that plus one bonus to his attack rolls when he's unarmed. He is one armed, so he's got minus one penalty to his defense die rolls. Got retractable claws, so bloodstone and sharp on his melee attacks. He's immune to arrest with runaway. Sturdy, so doesn't reduce his effort limit for damage, accumulated damage. Thief, for the rest of this round, the model's melee attacks gain steel, which I was a little surprised at. And veteran to be able to use a name trait for your objective cards. So all in all, he's a big beater. He's a big boy.
He's amazing. He does everything you want a 95-point free agent to do. Except for he doesn't have an objective card. So I know that's something a lot of people value models with. But I think that's okay. Because he does have Assassin. And this model can kill people very easily.
I see. I don't mind the not having stat cards on, objective cards for every single model, because I think it does make it special. And I think sometimes you end up like thinking too much around how you're trying to score. And I think it just having a simple, straightforward model that's going to just dictate where you're going to remove the enemy's models can just sometimes make the rest of the deck a little bit easier to play, because you're not thinking about trying to score what he's got.
Yeah. This guy's amazing. I'm glad we got one back.
Well, we got it back with Green Arrow because he came back.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah, we all did. But I played a game against him, and he played really well. It was in who was I playing against? I was giving a demo. I'm blanking on the name, but he's on the Discord. TTS. Whoop whoop. And he played DKR Bane and KG Beast, and KG Beast shot and killed some models. He ran up, he clawed some models to death and stole my cards. And because he's veteran, he works really well with the Bane deck. And he was defense 5. Like, there was nothing I could really do about him.
How do you think he's another one that's going to be in the Suicide Squad team when they update it? Because he has got a history with that.
Who knows?
He should. He really should. What other crews do you think he fits into, though?
And birds, if you're playing a weird Ivy bird list, because then you can use Sisters in Arms. God, I always spend for that trait. He's a good option for that.
I
think crews I'm, that aren't thinking about, that aren't out yet.
I was actually thinking about in League as well. Just if I'm not running the big expensive RAS ones, just having him to spend some of my funding on and to just give me a ranged threat as well.
And he has Assassin.
Exactly.
What other crews? Any crew that Assassin benefits to. It's a trait that some people don't think about. It's, again, learning curve of just using resources. But being able to pull one of those cards back and know you can get it back in your hand, that's very powerful. So I could maybe even see him in Riddler. You take him to kind of kill whoever you're scared of, and he throws you some cards back.
Right, maybe you have to see how he plays into something like Penguin or anything as well. You know, anyone that has the additional funding to maybe support him as well alongside any of the anything else, the spending. Because I think you struggle maybe in Two-Face, for example, with the amounts of guns that they're already bringing.
Yeah. Although the Two-Face stack does help this guy because you can get the extra rate of fire.
Oh, yeah.
But funding is already tight. But it shouldn't be when they get an equipment list, because then I'll take more generic henchmen and not feel really bad about it.
If they get an equipment list.
One day.
It's going to be one thing. It's just going to be a backpack. That'll be it.
As long as it's something. Thing, I hope it's
something funny, like a shiny hat.
I almost want to say he might be good in Birds. With Ivy.
Yeah, no,
I feel like that's the one thing they're missing, is like a ranged damage threat.
And Sisters and Arm Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Because then you can actually shoot his gun more often. You can also use Steel on other models, be like, hey, KG Beast is going to shoot his gun, and we're using Thief. Why? It's because later in the round, I'm going to use Sisters and Arms and just steal some cards. It doesn't go away.
I'm just seeing a plant use Sisters of Arms with KG Beast's gun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I did with Captain Cold the first league. And Bronze Tiger as well. It was amazing.
And I mean, that's a crew that doesn't use all of its funding.
Go on to talking about the new releases for Court. There's been an update to the deck that you guys were just going to mention.
Yes. So, on the Discord, pulling up the card, but basically their main Terrible Accident card, it's going to work against Intel support. So it's not just like, ah, I can't kill Oracle. Tough luck. Because now, where is the wording? Here we go. Target Matrix, boom. The current enemy boss, or the model with the highest reputation limit, reputation cost, not limit, is not in the gaming area. So keyword is not in the gaming area. This is trying to get around Intel support. So if Oracle's your boss and I get her out of the gaming area, because that's what happens when you remove five suspects, I'm going to score the card. Or if they're playing Nightwing and Oracle, if I kill Nightwing, I'm going to score the card. Keyword is also current, so the next round when I play this card, it's going to be the next highest model. They're the one that's still on the table. And it used to be score instantly. That we kind of knew was an error. Now it's score at the end of the round. And then we can see in the resource, a friendly model gains one free effort or three free efforts when targeting or targeted by a model marked as prey. Instead of, this used to be the double efforts.
I'm going to miss that.
That's cool. You know, there is some situations where this is better, but double efforts was crazy good. I'm glad that it's not a thing anymore.
Oh, dude. Strix with six effort? It was amazing.
No. Get out of here.
No, it is definitely more balanced, more fair. It'll play much better in games. But I will miss it dearly.
That we will. But hey, at least now it's like, I'm glad to see that they're changing this card to work with Intel support. I wonder if they're going to change any other cards to work around that. Because it really does just feel clunky when it's like, oh, I can't kill this model. And they're holding loot or something like that.
I think the big one to me was Raz's card where I will teleport to your boss and I will not kill them because I can't.
Yeah. Although the boss could always change. But yeah, no, I guess the Intel support wouldn't. But it's a character card, so you don't have to take it.
Not only that, but you could still, with Intel support, you could get them off the table. They mark a new model as boss.
Do they?
I believe so.
I can never remember, to be honest.
Well, they are taken off the table, so they're no longer in play, and they have to allocate the resource to come back into play. So I would assume as soon as you don't have a boss on the table, it's at that point you have to allocate a new one. This is one of the things that where I think like timing questions, certainly in the rules, and the objective scoring could be tidied up a little bit. But we could spend an entire other podcast talking about that, so I won't dwell on that for too long. But yeah, I agree. So it's a neat little change, and it just tidies things up. So we're looking forward to seeing the deck when it actually becomes available. Mm-hmm. But that leads us nicely onto the actual releases themselves. Do we want to start with the latest addition to the Chair Club?
Yes.
Take it away.
The Court. So it's the Court of Owls is new leader, 50 rep, sits on a 60 mil base. 6 willpower, 5 endurance, 2 attack, 3 defense, 6 strength, 0 move, 3 special. Looking at that, you're going, why would I take this as a boss or as a leader? It seems pretty useless until you get down and start looking at these amazing traits. So this model essentially replaced the old High Court Lady and the High Member. Both of those guys are gone. So this one gets the lady's boss's orders, so she gives the +1 attack to only henchmen models within 8. Kind of wish that was all models. The demotivate, target a model within 8, they must pass a willpower or suffer enervating 2. Pretty good, especially when you're setting up those kill shots. Enemies of the court has seen a change. So every time an enemy prey is removed as a casualty, interrupt the activation to immediately perform a free special action other than Shadowed Perch with this model. So let's just bounce over to Shadowed Perch real quick. That's another one of its special actions where you can place this model within 4 inches of a friendly owl marker. So now you kind of start to understand why that there's no movement. And it's an intel support model, which works really well with the owls because they don't leave suspect markers on the table. I played a game with these guys and it was against Jason on TTS, and he was so frustrated with me because I never had more than one suspect on the table.
And even then, I wanted to get rid of it. You just get rid of it for me and I'd be like, dog.
Yeah, wait for them to run up. They go, hey, I'm gonna go reveal that, and I go, no you don't, I'm gonna mark you. Boom, marked him as prey. I get to remove it, you don't score off of it. Really good. The court also brings hidden and goad. So goad and demotivate, I don't know how often you're going to be using those as the free special action from enemy of the court, but I do like the run up, kill something really small, little cheesy henchmen, and then allowing them to pop boss's orders. Even if they're on the other side of the board, you can then activate the court, you shadow perch, pop them over closer to where the action is, and they bring boss's orders with them. And you just kind of blindside the opponent there.
Goat is very situational, because the problem with owls, and I was playing a game against, what's his name? I was filling in for Ian with the league. So one of those bracket 3 players who brought owls. And I had protect me models, spice and sugar. So he could have goated one some random gangster away from me. Lincoln March running, well, not Lincoln March in this case, but William Cobb, who got better, Strix, 1880s, one of those models, runs up, actually can kill one of my models. That's where I see goad. Or maybe against soldiers, you can goad people out of the domination markers or something like that.
Yeah, it has its use. I'm glad it's on there. It'll probably be the least used special action on this model, though.
Probably, until you really, really need it.
Mm-hmm. So
I've won games off of Goad.
So overall, do you think he replaces
Lincoln
March? Did you
mention hidden as well?
Yeah. Yep. Mentioned. So it's hidden. So it just helps the start kind of anywhere. I think the big idea is you could place this model and almost off the bat, just kind of get out there, drop a suspect on turn one if you're not doing anything else real crazy, to help set up the bait, bringing a model out to try to get rid of it, and then you can mark it as prey.
Yeah.
It has a lot of uses. I'm not sure if I'm just dropping March 100% to switch to the court. We'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Did Sergio, who's, was it, man, was it Minik on the Discord? Minik? I always say Minik, but that's totally not right.
Minak.
Yeah. Did he say anything about the quartz card? For some reason, we were talking about a resource change, which is bringing back a model.
Yes. So
this card, or was that a different card that was going to change?
Nope, that is the quartz objective card, the one that they bring. They can bring back a reanimated owl. So the model has to have the reanimated owl trait. They can come back from the dead, no damage on them, and anywhere within, I think, 2 or 4 of the court. So you still have to have the court on the board. If they can somehow find a way to use intel support, you know, intel support against you, pulling them off the board, then the resource is kind of useless. But it's a one-time effect. You throw the card away, so you can't score it later. But imagine bringing back the Butcher or Strix or just any of the beaters that you can just straight cannonball into your opponent. You don't think about it. You go ahead and kill him. I'm just going to bring him right back.
Mm-hmm.
Insane.
And this is a 50-point model.
On a 50-point leader that inspires and all sorts of fun stuff. Really excited.
That's why I think you take this person or these persons out, these owls, a pack of owls. Either way, you take in court instead of Lincoln to be like, my dude's back.
I'm telling you, I'm running the Butcher with the court all the time, I think. Because when we get to the Butcher's change, that's my boy, he's back. He sucked this entire game. And then they keep trying to make him good. And then they make him crappy, and now he's finally good again.
Yeah.
So I think the thing I'm looking forward to is, like I joked about the chair club, but I think people are going to sort of sub in the High Court member and High Court lady as well, just onto a 60 mil base. And I've got no problem with seeing that on the table either, because I think that's right in keeping with the theme of the card as well. Because I don't know what the prices are in the States, but this is like a £36 model.
Like, yeah, it's 40 bucks for us.
I mean, I'm totally fine with people like converting or doing something different, but I love the fact that intel support, like, I can't even target you or whatever. Like, you do you, man. Like, does not matter what is on your base, really, as long as we both know what it is. But I do like seeing, you know, models and paint and stuff, so have fun with it.
Take all 3 models that I don't have uses for owls and put them on a 60 mil base.
There you go.
All 3.
The old
first edition. What was his name?
I don't know. He had the sword.
Yeah, he had the sword.
And then his tie was flying back. He was useless.
He was.
He was a way to give your opponent 3 victory points every game.
Yes.
So moving on, we've then got the next one, which is a dual faction. With Raptor.
I can take him.
I was waiting for someone.
Well, I actually am excited about him. Not because he's owls. So we have Raptor. He's on a 40 mil base. He's a free agent. Affiliation, Court of Owls, and Cult. Excuse me. He is 60 rep, 0 funding, 6 willpower, 7 endurance, 4 attack, 4 defense, 4 plus strength, 10 movement, and 3 special. So his weapons, we have Raptor's Claw, which is a blood stun with sharp and invigorating 1. And then Raptor's Gas, which is 1 stun, 1 rate of fire, expansive gas beam, invigorating 2. So bring in some of the Colt's invigorating into the Owls faction, which is kind of cool. He has a back claw. He's desensitized. He's a Cobra cultist, which gives him 1 free effort to gain a defensive marker during his turn. He's a street fighter. I think that's new.
No, Birds of Prey, Black Canary had it.
Okay.
Yep.
That's why I haven't really seen it, because she's not played all that often. When attacking or defending, this model can remove a friendly suspect within 2 inches to gain 2 free efforts. Kind of cool. He's sturdy, and then he's also a thief. I think he's a solid 60 points. I don't know how often you'll take him in Owls, but I can see purposes for him in Cult whenever they get cards.
Yeah, which was teased in the Discord, kind of. Very weird tease that he posted. Because now we're all debating if it's 6 months or less than 6 months. But, I mean, Thief is a huge trait. I love it. And desensitized.
Am I right in thinking he's a free agent rather than the henchman that most of the other owl models are?
Yeah, it's probably maybe like that just kept them more fair in cults.
Yeah, I think in a henchman he'd be broken.
So if he was a henchman, he could get the inspire, run up, drop a suspect, pull it, and get two free efforts. With this, he has to get a little bit more. You know, there's more setup required. And even with Colts, I think it's still... Colts, you have a lot more models that can help with the Street Fighter. I don't know how often he's going to be using that in an Owl's crew. But he brings a Batclaw. That's... So this is my workshop list right now. I have Lincoln March, who has Fly. I bring Richard the Raptor, who comes with the Batclaw. I bring Damien, who comes with the Batclaw, and then you're still able to buy one more Batclaw. I think that could become the fastest crew in this game, or the fastest list, because then you can also buy fast on him, Damien, and whoever else you bring, say Newhouse, Ephraim Newhouse, who's an acrobat. So now you got guys that are all 12 or 13 movement that adds an additional 6 to 8.
And then if you set up prey, you can always teleport someone through the sewer and then have them move out and attack.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big thing. Like, I'm sure individually there might be a faster model, but as a crew, they're all very fast and they can help anyone that's not as fast get into the fight.
Mm-hmm. They could be anywhere they want to be.
That's hard to do, turn one.
Yeah. Excited for him. Sad that he's a free agent because I can't bring him with the next guy, Talon, Calvin Rose, who's another dual faction. So I want to see how you guys feel on this one. So he's Court of Owls and Batman crew. Another
Batman
60
so
rep
option.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you bring him in a Batman crew, but 7 will, 7 endurance, a 4 attack, 4 defense, 4 strength, 10 move, 3 special. So standard Court of Owls stat line. His Talon knife, single blood, handy sharp, but crushing. So it's something that we've seen. All the Talon knives from previous models have been upgraded to add crushing, which is it takes 2 successful blocks to cancel 1 successful attack.
Scary.
Very scary with the
you mean
handy owl sharp
knife?
Well, yeah. Owl, so his is Talon knife. All the other guys are the owl knives, but it's the same damage and trait line.
Okay.
So he's an acrobat. So 11 standard movement, which you can buy fast in a Court of Owls list. Escape artist. If he takes damage and he's not knocked out or killed, he can move up to 4 inches immediately. He is in a reanimated owl, which has been reworked to where this model removes 1 damage during the first step of the recount phase. So that means if he is knocked out, he automatically recovers the damage, wakes up, and then during the recount phase, he recovers an additional damage. So now all the reanimated owls are recovering 2 at the end of every round. When the model is moved to casual or removed as a casualty, the opponent gets to place either a friendly or an enemy suspect in contact with it. So gone is the extra resource point. Now you get to place suspects in contact, which, since the owls don't necessarily place a lot of suspects, this is a way to get enemy suspects down to where you can go over and reveal them and score your own cards.
Which, thank God.
It's a good change.
Yeah.
Very good change. He brings reinforced gloves. So if you're not happy with the Talon knife, he can still punch some stuff out with the double stun. He's runaway, so you can't arrest him. He's a scout, so start of the game, he gets a free movement action. He's stealth and still weak to cold, just like all the other owls.
Enti does bring in an objective card. I don't have it pulled up on me, but basically the cards just stay alive at the end of the game. You pick a model. And yeah. The resource is, is it when someone gets attacked within 8 inches of him, if they survive, someone else gets defense counters? Kind of the rough.
It's if a friendly dude gets targeted within 8 of him, and I think the enemy is also within 8 or something. It's a weird 8-inch triangle between the attacker, defender, and Calvin Rose. He can give the defender 3 defense counters, which I think is the first time we've seen 3 counters being handed out in a single action.
Yeah, or single anything. Two.
So I don't know how often I'm taking him in an Owls list. The reinforced gloves, I think, is going to be surprisingly good because everybody just goes, you're dealing a bunch of blood. I'm going to effort to the max. And now you can't do that with him.
As we said with League, this makes the crew honest. You do have some stun to, make them actually worry about it.
Yeah. In a Batman crew, though.
Agreed.
I'm having fun with him there.
Yeah.
I don't know what he really brings, but...
It's just any model, right? Or is it Reanimated Owl, or is there some sort of keyword?
So bring him with new Adam West and give Adam West 5 defense counters.
Yep.
3 from Talon and 2 from Burt Ward. Have fun with that.
The thing is just any model for his resource, not reanimated or something?
I don't believe so.
Interesting. I mean, they might have thought that one because, dual affiliation. My goodness. I mean, I was thinking about just, not even, Adam West, but just some hard-to-kill model.
Let's see if they've uploaded it into the compendium already.
Isn't that an update to Escape Artist? I could have swore Escape Artist was something different.
I don't think it was a new version.
Because I just know it off of the Harley's equipment card that it started being good, and now it's the I think it's like the pole dancer equipment or whatever that gives Escape Artist. Now I'm like, that's actually a really cool thing to put on a model.
Starting to think twice about it, huh?
I mean, I've always wanted it. I just don't always play Harley with Joker. Or if I do, my bunnies generally kind of tight.
Very true.
All right, so I found his card. It's called Escape Plan. With an enemy model performs an attack within 8 of a friendly Calvin Rose, a friendly model within 8 of the friendly Calvin Rose gains 3 defense markers.
Perfect. It's not tied to anything.
Not tied to anything. Your big Batman leader. I mean, you want to put it on your huge Batman? Go for it. But I think something like this works really well with a squishier leader.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, hey, there's some models that, I'm kind of scared of Batman.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's just I think the free agent slots in Batman competition there. But I can see him being used. And again, it's a really nice model. I'd be tempted to run him alongside Nightwing.
Yeah.
He kind of feels like a smaller version of Nightwing.
Just about.
Which thematically makes sense, I guess, when you start to think about it. They're both circus boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving on to the next one. I think Dementor is possibly my favorite out of the new releases. He's amazing. Well, you guys might correct me, but I look at him and I just go, amazing.
That's what you should think.
100%.
So, 60 rep like the others. 6 willpower, 8 endurance, attack and defense 4, strength 4+, movement 10. Blah blah blah. His own weapons. He's got the Dementor's sickle, which is bloodstun, sharp, reach, and poison. He's got Dementor's claw, which is bloodstun again, sharp, bleed 2. And then we get into his rules, and he has some really cool rules here. He has inspire fear, which we've seen from Scarecrow. So I won't go through that, but suffice to say, willpower tests or bad things happen. Light armor, so 1 less attack dice when attacking him. He's obstinate, which we've seen on one of the previous models. Reanimated owl, sneak attack. So if the beginning of his activation target couldn't see him, he can make efforts when defending against him. He's got stealth to reduce your line of sight down to 8 inches. and Unstoppable Monster. Now, I don't know if this is a new one. I haven't seen it before. At the start of this model's activation, it must move 2 inches in a straight line as an extra action. Enemy models within 4 inches of this model cannot perform the manipulate action. And then weakness to cold. Pretty much everything I read out made me just go, yes, that's awesome. But I'll let you guys talk about how you feel about where he sits in the crew.
Beautifully. I mean,
yeah, he's a henchman.
I'm giving him the grappling gun for that sneak attack. I think he fits really well with both leaders. So with March, maybe he's that guy that gets the grappling gun in my super fast list. And if I take him with the court, the unstoppable monster helps keep them alive, because you're going to have to deal with him before you can get rid of that suspect marker to take the court out.
I think he ties really well if you for some reason end up keeping suspects on the table. We're going to talk about is it grandfather that got changed? Yeah, O'Malley's grandfather. He got a change. It's to keep your suspects on the table. But Dementor's great. I don't know what, there's nothing. He's perfectly costed for 60 rep. I think you're going to see him a lot.
Yeah, it's buying the grappling gun and buying fast. And this guy is getting 14 inches because of the 2 from Unstoppable, 2 from fast. And then you can still shoot him another 6. So you could go 20 inches and get a sneak attack on somebody.
And still has reach.
And still has reach. So 21 inch threat range.
I actually feel that's why they've given it blood stun on the damage, to sort of mitigate that a little bit. And again, that makes me feel that he's balanced.
Yeah, I think double blood would have been a little too much. The blood stun keeps it a little fair for everybody. I mean, if he was double blood, I'd probably still bring him even at 80 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to make them fair, because there is other double blood models, and that's their sweet point.
So as well as bringing the new releases, what we've seen is that they've actually reworked the existing boxes that we've got for Court of Owls. So where we had the Bat Box and the Parliament and the O'Malleys, the O'Malleys and the Parliament have lost the High Court Member and the High Court Lady. And there's been a reworking, particularly around some of the weapons and the traits that the models have. But I know in particular the Bat Box has got one model in there that someone's got very, very excited about. So should we talk about some of the changes in the Bat Box first?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if we start with Lincoln March, the only change he got was his owl knife gained crushing, which I think before I never would have used it. I would have always just rolled for the combo with the retractable claws. But now I think I have an option of using that. There's going to be times where I know my opponent physically can't block 4 hits or even 3 hits. And throwing that down, if I only need the 1 to 3 blood to kill the model, I may just use that instead. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah,
I agree. About
him is the owl change we were talking about. But I played a game against him again. He was using mostly just the owl knife, and it worked really well for him.
Really? So he didn't even do the whole combo claws anymore?
Nope. I even thought that would be the smarter play, but he's just like, I'm going to do this. Because your defense dice, you need to get double 5s before you block anything. I only need the blood to kill you, not the stun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know. I think the math, in some cases, it might work out to be about the same. Because effectively you're saying, if you get 2 hits, double blood, double stun, but the stun usually doesn't matter if you're going for a card. Or just the opponent blocks 2 to make sure you're getting that 1 blood in.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm sure there's a few cases where one's going to shine more or the other. It's kind of more like, why are you attacking? Are you attacking just to soften someone up for someone else? In that case, use the claw. Are you going for the kill? Personal preference. Are they a low defense model, like defense 3? At worst, they can only block 1 hit.
True. Yeah. And if you play I think it's his resource, that if they're marked as prey, they can't effort.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big thing.
Right. Yeah. I think that owl knife is now going to even the play with him versus any super Batman type with that 5 defense. That just helps him and allows that damage to stick with crushing.
Yeah, I think it's well worth it now, whereas before, I don't think you'd have considered it.
Yeah. Well, the next guy, I think the owl knife getting crushing is absolutely game-changing. Yes, the new, the original, the Talon, William Cobb, finally worth his points. They didn't increase his funding, even though they gave him throwing knives. I don't know if that was something just overlooked or a typo. I could see that maybe becoming a thing.
It's all his personal knives, Chris. You're buying them.
Yeah, but all the other guys with throwing knives cost 100. And it's not like this crew can't afford it. You're never strapped for funding.
Oh, well, I'm glad that right now we don't think he is.
Yeah.
I could see that one. Like, it's not game-breaking if he does or doesn't. I don't think Knight's going to really work making sure he does.
Yeah.
But we'll see when you get IRL cards. But no, I mean, his big change, obviously, Owl Knife. Now he has throwing knives instead of the other knife, which is just your basic rate of fire 2, throwing, sharp, single blood.
Very situational.
Like, his big thing, though, is exhaustive planner.
Ah, Ed, but you skipped over, they changed combo knife to combo owl knife. So now the guy has a combo with a crushing knife.
That's true, that's true.
Like, you're not stopping that.
He's going to have combo other knife that he doesn't have anymore.
Yeah, so he's getting, what, maybe 3 blood every attack, almost guaranteed.
Yeah, that.
But yeah,
I know another thing. You murdered some of my dudes with them, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, he felt good. He finally felt like he should have felt this entire 4 or 5 years.
You had we actually had a use for you using precise blow because I had hockey gear.
Yeah, completely really didn't realize that too.
Got my leather jacket, and you're like, nah. But no, exhaustive planner, like that's what jumps out at me, and I think this crew having control over that is great.
Are you bringing him with Bane the Bat?
I think so. It's gonna be a list. I think Bane the Bat is more of a fun, fluffy option because he's 170 points, and I'm like, he's very similar to Rebirth. And I kind of want to just run double exhaustive planers.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, you're not playing any of those resources. But yeah, I don't know. Like, you really got to build a list. I'm looking forward to see how that list is perfectly written and changes to smoke. Because right now, I think you take him, Cobb, smoke launcher guy, and then probably just the cheapest militia dudes you can get. Kind of how I think that list works, and then you just load up Cobb with equipment. He's going to have a backpack. He's going to have Titan dose. He's going to have Venom dose. And it's going to be cool. Oh, yeah. And if you somehow decide to play him and Bird, you're going to give him Veteran, obviously. But I don't think you do. Because Bird's another 60-point model.
Yeah, not realistic. Probably not happening.
Yeah. That's the one thing I dislike about Cobb in the list is he doesn't have Veteran.
I'm just glad to see Cobb the way he should be and the way he should always have been. I think you were absolutely bang on when you were saying that, you know, he was always a little bit disappointing for exactly who the character was, whereas now he does feel like he should do to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still think 65 is a little high for him, especially when you compare Strix or Newhouse being cheaper than them and they still kill things more often. But the exhaustive planner, the rework to his combo, the crushing, he's relevant again.
And he also brings in a card, which not every crew should look at that, but Owls, as of now, they don't get those D-lister henchmen. Well, they'll never get those, but like, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe they get more cards suddenly. But you want every possibility you can get to get points. It flushes really well with the rest of your deck, marking more prey for free. And then, you know, you score his card, you score a terrible accident, maybe you score one other card all in one blow, which is what you did against me, Chris, and it sucked.
Yeah, I think that's a 7-8 point swing?
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 points.
I think it was 7.
One attack.
No, 8.
Getting 8 points.
3-3-2.
Yeah, it feels really good.
You can't do that without him.
Stupid.
It takes a lot of setup. So it's not something that you're going to get every game. Don't expect it to see it go off very often. It's just one of those really fun combos that when it does work, it's fairly game tilting right there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I just, so with the William Cobb, he is the Switch Army knife of the Owls. Just, he's got a little bit of everything that you need. Whereas like Strix or Robin will just kill things.
Yeah, they have one
purpose. He's going to go in and actually probably survive.
And if he doesn't, you just bring him back with the Quartz card.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a 7/7, Robin's a 5/5, so the jump to 6/7 I think is pretty big. And 5, of course.
And martial artist, unlike Strix, so his defense 4 is going to stay defense 4.
Yeah.
He also starts up the board a little bit farther with undercover. I mean, I think he's now, if you're wanting to bring a big point guy after that new one that we just talked about, the new Reaper, you bring him.
Yeah, he plays very well with those guys. Like you said, yeah. Swiss Army Knife. I see him, both leaders, any list, he now can fit into and feel comfortable.
Yeah. And there is some really strong resource the opponent can use that you're just like, your six model list does not want to deal with. I'm sure we can all think of some, like the, I mean, anything really, from League, just stopping them, you doing one of the reveal actions. That's really big, because that's ensuring if they get points or not. You don't want to actually go out of your way to try doing that again. Or Sisters in Arms, and anyone who can get Sisters in Arms. Almost all the two-face cards. Like the coin card. That's something I don't want to deal with as an Owl player.
Yeah. Actually, that would really mess up. Two faces.
You know. Again, the game I was playing, though, like, he used Gotham as Arts, because he just played the whole Owls deck. So he's able to move the coin card away.
But, like, just stop it from ever coming in the first place.
Yeah, that kills the entire momentum that Two-Face is building up on.
Yeah.
I'm even just saying the resource to get the card out of your deck. You could stop that completely.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing you notice, like, when you play this game a lot, you end up using resources. I know some other people, they just don't. I played Rob the other day, and was like, there was, he didn't use a single resource card until I think turn 3. And he had double strategies. I'm like, what are you doing? But other players, they're burning them all the time. And you're just like, are you kidding me? You're like tilting this game, just stopping all my plans because you're playing a card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just become like second edition. He just fits in to a crew now. Whereas in second, with the other competition from things like you say, like Strix and Damien, he was one of the first things you dropped
every time. Yeah, speaking of Strix, she didn't see any changes. I don't think she needed it.
Nope.
I'm good with that.
Agreed.
1890s Talon. She needs
to lose a katana.
No. Paired katanas are amazing. She could just go in combo with them. She's got two of them. But the...
All right.
So Zhao Long, or however you pronounce his name, his owl knife just gained crushing. I think he now starts to take a back seat. He used to be one of my staples for the defensive in second edition, but I don't feel like that's as needed anymore. So unfortunately, he may go sit on the shelf for now on. But the Butcher is coming back to the forefront. He's coming off the shelf. He's hitting the table. I'll let one of you guys run through this one. He's one of my favorites again.
I'll run through him so that you can then drool over him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so another free agent, only for the Court of Owls. What a shame. 81 rep, 7 willpower, 9 endurance, attack 5, defense 3, strength 2, move 10. He is got no weapons, but he's brutal. He has claws, desensitized, huge, reanimated owl, the murderer, tough skin, and weakness to cold. So a lot of these rules we've seen before. The brutal crits on a 5 or 6. Claws gives him blood stun. Desensitized. He's not knocked out whenever accumulated stun damage. Instead, it starts to become blood. He ignores up to 2 stun damage per enemy attack because he's huge. He does the healing because he's a reanimated owl. Tough skin is strength dice rolls. Suffer a minus 1 penalty and can be defended against. But he's got the murderer, which I think is the big one. When this model removes an enemy model as a casualty, it gains plus 1 free effort when performing an attack action and plus 1 to its basic movement distance, cumulative. Then target an enemy model within 4 inches in line of sight, and that model suffers the scared effect. So I will now hand it over to the big fanboy.
So, yeah, he lost fast, which is kind of a shame, but you can still buy it for him. And I'm pretty sure I'm buying him fast every game. You can still buy him the Master Fighter, so the plus 1 to hit. So attack 5 with plus 1s to hit. It kind of sucks that it's just claws, but it's fine. But with the murderer, it's so many dice. He's probably not dying anymore because of desensitized. But the plus 1 free efforts when attacking and the plus 1 to the basic movement distance, that's really good. I don't see him killing more than 3 models in the game. And that third model is probably round 4. So he's realistically only getting it 2 times. But
the big thing here, though, is scared.
The scared is amazing. Target an enemy within 4 in line of sight, and that model suffered scared. So if you go up and you slaughter a little cop and Batman sees it, you could have Batman scared to weaken him for your other alpha strike with the other guys. I think that's just fantastic.
It's scary. I don't know.
Why we it's were scary, literally.
Yeah. I'm going to be scared. Like, I don't know what the plan here, though, is, because he's desensitized, so I guess you just hope you have a big double blood thing, and you just try murdering him super quick, and hope he doesn't have the court, and then just brings him back.
Exactly. I'm so excited to use this model again. I've tried to make him work. When they re-released the Talon box and they gave him the strength 2 and they buffed his attack, he felt better, but he still wasn't great. I think now he's great. 81 points is a lot, even for Court of Owls crew. I'm still making him fit. And I think I'm partnering him up with March, but with the court, I think he's going to be the first model I add to that list almost every time.
I mean, I think we can touch on it a little bit at the end, but what I think we're seeing now with the variety that courts have is, particularly in second edition, there seemed to be like an optimum list that you were starting to see run all the time. But with third edition, you've now got 2 or 3 different builds, and I don't see, okay, maybe something like Strix, but seeing in every list, but I don't see as many auto-includes, which I think is always positive for the list and for the game.
I don't know if Strix is the auto include. I'm thinking it's Newhouse or both of them, just because, I mean,
primary target.
That didn't change at all, unless I'm wrong, but I don't think it changes at all. And that's still amazing, because you could totally just be like, I'm going to mark your prey, because you just place a suspect down and you just happen to be mined by one of my owls. Turn 1, set that up, and then you start sending people through sewers and stuff. That's just strong. He does deal double blood. He's less consistent with damage as Strix, but
he does get the plus 1. Yeah, he doesn't have the handy, but he's got the plus 1. So he's not he's not going to go up and hit a leader.
That's one of the changes in the parliament, then, if there's, you know, because we're talking about Ephraim now.
Oh yeah, we could just go straight to Ephraim. So his biggest thing is the primary target state. He didn't really get any changes. Nothing changed on his card. No updates. But getting that solidified primary target does work this way during his activation. I guess it did change. It says during this model's activation, you can treat 1 enemy suspect as friendly.
Oh, thank goodness he took that change.
Yeah, so it's now just 1 of them. But you could pick anyone on the table. He still is going to mark somebody using it. I still feel that's really good because he could run up.
Oh, no, it doesn't change owls at all.
No, it changes nothing. It helps everything.
It changes league. 1 stupid combo. Yep. So I'm going to take the little change, though. Chris, you just said, we know solidify that's how it works. And yeah, the new wording is better. We also know that's how it works because we're talking with the guy. We're now writing these cards. If you're in the Discord, he mentioned two new playtesters, or just playtesters, I don't know. But that's totally us. You're in good hands, guys. And I'm the one who kept fighting for that change. Carrying on. I had to pat myself on the back, but also, how do we know? Because that got talked so much on the Discord. That information wasn't public, I think.
I don't know. I love Discord, and I don't for that same reason. Some of the archiving on Discord makes it really tough to go back. The search feature is nice, but I also don't want to spend 10 minutes searching for somebody's reply from 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
But yeah, there's a few new playtesters here in the U.S., and hopefully things kind of clean up on the English side of cards, because that's always been a big problem, is what is the intention versus how it's written, and we can start to see that get cleaned up a little bit more for the English-speaking crowd.
Yeah, and also just, I mean, as of now, though, it's really just been one person is the only person who actually had validation to answer any questions. Everyone else was just guessing, right? And that one person is Sergio, who occasionally jumps in on the Discord. We used to have Gibro on the Discord. He left. So then we've just been sitting around like, what's going on? Because English is not great with this game. I think we can all agree on that. So hopefully this is a good sign for 2021 Batman. Yes. I know all the O'Malley's changed.
Henry Ballard actually got a huge change.
Yes.
Yes. Can I calmly cover this? It's big for Henry, but it's also big for everyone else. I mean, he did get some good abilities. Got evidence tampering. I think he didn't have that before.
Correct.
And then the biggest change, because it changes other models, which is why I love it, is invulnerability changed. Finally. When this model takes damage from attack or special, reduce the total number of damage it receives by one. In addition, this model is immune to crit and all it ignores all effects except any that it has weakness to. It works for every attack. Finally.
Yes.
Can I say Bane is actually good now?
Bane is amazing now.
Bane's always been good.
He's been good. He wasn't amazing.
I mean, with huge and now invulnerability too, whenever he has Venom, I don't think he's ever getting damaged.
Yep, and you don't have to worry about tracking it. You don't have to worry about going, wait, did you already attack? Was it this round or last round? Now it's just, it's on, it's two damage every single attack. And they're immune to knockdown.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this more as Starfire. Because Bane, you have to at least pop Venom. Starfire, you don't. And she's already a pain to deal with at triple stun damage.
And doesn't Militia, is that how you say your name?
I have no idea.
The little mini Bane chick, she brings a vulnerability one?
I thought she had Venom and Rage.
Well, maybe that's what it is. So she just gains it. But either way, she's even better as well.
Mm-hmm. People loved her.
It really gave a boost to a lot of models. And people didn't realize that at first.
It's really, really good. We just need to see it in the compendium.
Yes, they need to still update that compendium. They still haven't updated. This is like the Big Bang Theory, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that's how long.
Genius.
And the thing is, you're not talking about the show there. You're actually talking about since the start of the universe, since it's been updated.
Yes, that is exactly what I mean, Darren.
So that's a cool change with Henry Ballard. Was there anything else to the 1880s Talon? Any changes there before we go on to the O'Malley's?
No, she stayed the same.
She's one of those double-blood options.
Yeah, she's still a solid little... I've always said she's Strix's little sister.
Yep. 10 points cheaper, so I'm like, I definitely would drop Strix for her if I really need to save 10 rep.
Yeah. She doesn't have the handy. And that kind of helps. Or hurts, I mean.
Don't she roll two strength dice?
No, it's overwhelming, so you're blocking her on fives instead of fours.
Gotcha.
So, beyond that, for the O'Malley's, Son's Owl Knife gains crushing. Father, he changed up a little bit. So he lost Tireless, but he gained Weapon Master. So now his, his guitar, Bloodstun, Sharp Bleed 2 with Brutal. So the odds of you getting Bleed 2 off of a crit is higher. And then the Weapon Master kind of puts him in line with that new house for the plus ones to hit. And then his Owl Knife also gains Crushing. And Grandfather.
Not a change. No. Now I want to talk more about Father. Now that the High Court Lady changed, one, you're never going to take her. He is the only way to get Assassin 2 in this group.
Oh, well, yeah, because Enemies of the Court changed. Yeah.
Enemies of the Court changed. Well, a lot of people played it and were like, oh, you basically always get your resource cards. Like, nope, now you have to buy Father.
True.
You know, so, like, that's a, I don't call it a buff, but it does make him stand out more.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you had 51 points left, are you taking Father or are you taking 1880s? You're probably taking 1880s. At least with this, I think it gives you a little bit more of an option. Father probably won't be taken all the time, but the Brutal and Bleed 2, I think, has a lot of, especially in a March list where he's got the Serum to where you're rolling two Strength die. There's a way, you're potentially doing four Blood that they can't do anything about.
Last Owl?
Yeah, Last Owl. Grandfather.
The Grandfather.
Yeah, so again, his Owl Knife gains Crushing, but he gained Protect the Shadows. So when an enemy model performs a reveal action on a friendly suspect with an 8 in line of sight, this model may make an effort to cancel that action. Fantastic to partner him up with the Court. So between him...
And also just being decked if people need to reveal your suspects.
Yeah, so him and Dementor are just shutting things down, left and right.
The only other keynote is like League, when they play the resource card. That only counts like one action. This, you can keep doing it. You'd be like, oh, you're going to go that one? Nope. You want to try again with some other action? Nope. How about a third time?
I mean, at that point, he's probably exhausted. He can't. He's only got 5 willpower.
I mean, yeah. But I just like the idea.
I mean, he still has.
I think it would be more broken in other crews where you say courts aren't necessarily putting down as many suspect markers or friendly ones, then it's not a huge issue.
But it keeps them around for you can mark praise later, or if they make Gotham as ours, if there's a change there, I could see this guy being really good.
I think he needed it, because otherwise you only saw him just to basically stand next to the High Court Lady and keep her alive.
Not even the High Court Lady, she had Protect Me. So this guy really wasn't even needed at all. It was mostly for March, who didn't necessarily need a bodyguard to begin with. Or if you were playing like just the normal High Court member.
Yeah, I mean, he was designed to keep High Court member around. That's something from first edition that's been just kind of lingering around. Mm-hmm. He was the one that had Veteran. So he lost the Veteran for Protect the Shadows.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Veteran
doesn't do anything in their deck.
Nothing at all.
So all in all, I think we're all pretty much on the same page. We're saying that the changes that they've made have really sort of brought Court to the fore where they should be. I don't think anything tips them over the top of being silly powerful, but I think they just make a lot more builds viable, which is something I was touching on a little bit earlier. And I'm just excited to see where they come out on the table. And change and see how they change from being played in second edition where they were just a rush and kill crew.
Yeah, there's a lot of thought, a lot of setup with these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the fact that they did just redo a whole crew basically. They didn't just sprinkle in some new releases and that highlighted some new things, but everybody got a change.
I am excited for that because that could set a clean precedent to be able to bring back some of those older models that were either carryovers from the tail end of first edition or, I mean, because we've seen some of the first edition models essentially get a re-release with the Militia or all the Joker unknown goons from the Back to Gotham. Those are all first edition guys that got reworked.
All the Sons of Batman spring to mind.
Yeah. Those are just straight up first edition. Then the early stuff, the henchmen, they're very much, you know, they're new models, but they're spiritual successors from old models. So it's cool to know that Knight's not afraid to just really do redo old cards.
It makes me excited for OC.
Although I wonder, because like Owls, it's easy to do. There's not that many models to exist.
I don't know about OC, but I hope so.
Defense.
Well, I don't think there's many. There's not that many more owls they can do. Is there? I think they've covered pretty much all of them now.
Yeah, I have no at this point, you're just you could do generic unknown Talon guys, but it's kind of a waste at this point.
Yeah, the only thing also that I think was like Robin War. There was this cool, I don't want to call it techno owl guy, but like they definitely had like a more armored suit look, and then it wasn't Lincoln. But I kind of also think it looked really silly. So,
well, we could always get the Rick Grayson or Dick Grayson owl.
True.
I actually thought we were going to feel that
Damien now still has a place in the crew, because obviously I think again in second edition he was one of those that sat next to Strix, and him those two were basically the auto takes, the first two models you picked. But with the options that we've now got and the new models that are at that 60 point mark, where do you think he stands?
Probably not taking him with the court, just because their resource card can't bring him back.
True. I think it's going to come up to if the deck's getting any other tweaks and detective feels really important, because that is something he brings that others don't. But he's less durable than some other owls. Sure, he's acrobat, but like, you know, like I'd rather have Strix or 1880s.
Yeah,
just that the animated owl removing damage as well.
I mean, yeah. The batlings or the batarangs, I'm not sure what he calls them, are very strong. People underestimate them. It's potentially, you know, you sprinkle enough stun damage to multiple models, so when you go up to actually get those kill shots, they can't effort everything away.
Yeah, which is such a great way to balance this game. It works out really well. But I don't know. He doesn't stand out to me, though. He kind of just feels more like the wait and see or figure out the exact list to place him in. But I'm not taking him first. He's definitely just kind of a figure out how you're going to fit him.
I think, which is a good thing, when that, you know, actually making him feel stronger maybe in the other crews that he can be taken in. Yeah, so yeah. I think that gives us quite a good feel for like the updated cards, and obviously the last episode we talked about the deck and we've touched on the changes. Going forward, for our next episodes, we've added a new channel onto the Discord. So one of you guys want to tell our hundreds and thousands of listeners what that now covers?
It was your suggestion, Ian.
Obviously, I don't only listen to our podcast. I listen to a lot of other gaming podcasts. So one of the things I always liked is bringing the community in and having them be a part of the podcast. So one of the things I suggested is one, just opening up a ask the Arkham case files in our server, so we can hear from you guys. Let us know like what questions you guys have. They can be stupid questions or actual serious ones, and eventually, probably not this podcast, but other podcasts, we might just pull from those questions and just answer them. I think it's a good way to bring the community in and also allow us to kind of be fresh and not just talk about cards all day, because
it's boring.
It is boring just reading stats off of cards.
Yes.
Especially cards that, I mean, these have been out now 2-3 weeks, so people have already played games with them, have already made opinions. So it's another thing we can do that's just help out the community.
Yeah, and the community is in a good place at the moment. It feels like it's got over that sort of drop that we had at the beginning of third, where, you know, a lot of these sort of old guard that we saw who were mainstays in second edition, where I think we're actually in a strong, not maybe as strong as it was at the height, but certainly heading in that direction, you know. And I think we've got to give props to the people that keep the community going. So again, I think that's a great way to keep in touch with everyone and let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want us to talk about. If you've got something that you violently disagree with us about, we might ignore those, but you know, you can always make the effort to do it.
No,
it's fine.
No, we should always talk about them. It's our Discord.
Absolutely. Cool. So is there anything else any of you guys want to talk about for this episode?
I'm looking forward to the future of Batman. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm ready to play some more.
Good.
Yeah. You know, I did sit out the whole league, and you got me ties. I'm still undefeated.
Yeah. Well, hopefully by the end of July, I'll be making my intro on TTS. A lot of my time's actually taken up with another league I'm in at the moment, but it's there. I've downloaded it. I just need to actually get a game or two in.
But
I'm set up with just limited play time.
The next thing we're doing is it's going to be a campaign. I want to figure out some details. I've been very preoccupied, but I think that's going to be a fun way to do it. I want to achieve something that's just quicker, not like 3 months, or you play like all your games in 1 week and you just kind of wait and like, well, waiting for everyone else. So I kind of want something that everyone can get involved with. Maybe do it so you can just jump in and just encourage people to play games, you know, throughout the year or throughout the next few months or so.
Well, if you're going to do that, can I suggest that we look at a way if we kind of maybe updating the Predator rules and giving people some special scenarios and things to mess about with? Because I think that'll be adding a nice little narrative touch to it as well. And I just wanted to make you have some extra work to do.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Right now, the loose idea was, I think it's going to be a map campaign. And I think I might make special event cards to represent like the territories. Because I don't want to do a slow growing crew. It worked really well for second, but I think if I want to make it like really quick and you're just jumping in, I don't want someone to jump in have like nothing and someone else has a lot of stuff. And it's also digital, so I think that's a little less visually cool. It's not like you're building your crew and painting it as you're playing. They're just little computer assets,
right?
So I'll probably figure out some details there, and I'll post them in the Discord when I feel it's, you know, sort of ready, but keep an eye out for that. And until that happens, just play more Batman. It's fun.
Could do cool objective cards as you play games. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking the event cards might be better.
Yeah.
Just to kind of be like, hey, I'm not changing anyone's deck, because I'm going to do this as I try to always do it when the new deck comes out. And we know Knight's doing something different with cards, so I don't really know what that's going to be. But whenever I see that, drop it in, and everyone's going to be wanting to play their crew.
So on that bombshell, we'll leave you hanging, unless any of you guys have anything, any last comments you want to throw in?
No, I'm all good. I'm ready to go play with my new court models as soon as they get here.
So
are we hijacking?
No, Chris is one of us now. One of us.
We have a bad track record. We get a guest and then we just like never ask them to leave.
Only one person's ever escaped, and that was Nathan, because he went back to playing War Machine.
No, I was Cookie. Nathan was never a guest. Nathan started the show and then he bounced out.
Yeah. In memoriam of Nathan, we still honor his memory, even though he went to the dark side. I think we'll leave this one. Hopefully the next podcast we won't wait so long to record, because we'll find that we can all get our times together across the Atlantic. And thanks for everyone that's listening, and this was the Arkham Case Files, where the inmates run the asylum.